though it's going to be a little rough for maybe a month trying to figure it out and get to your goal of protein, it does get easier and it becomes second nature.
You've just tuned into Rebel Wellness Podcast, your resource for realigning and revitalizing your health and well-being. I'm your host, Kaylee, also known as Coach Kales. I'm a holistic health educator, certified nutritionist, and fitness professional of nearly a decade. I'm stoked to have you with us. You just joined a community of amazing souls who are ready to break free from the confines of the often outdated and confusing health advice all around us. Living in a world overwhelmed by quick fix diets and unrealistic beauty and body standards, us rebels stand for change. If you're like me, you're exhausted with the confusion and polarization plaguing the social media health scene. My mission is to empower you to step beyond today's diet culture, adopt a holistic health approach paired with the foundations of science for lasting, well-rounded wellness. Through teaching you how to tune in and embrace your mind, body, and soul, we'll reject one-size-fits-all solutions, realigning you on a better path that honors your unique needs and values. With new episodes weekly, this podcast is your sanctuary for deep wellness exploration, featuring expert advice, real-life stories, and a true commitment to your growth. Your journey to better health and simplicity in life begins now. Let's jump right in. What's up, Rebels? So today I wanted to do a quick episode just discussing a really popular myth that I have heard so many times over the last decade training women. Specifically, this is for my ladies out there. So if you've ever heard the phrase, you don't need as much protein as men, that is a little bit misleading because sure, the volume in grams is different because you are a smaller human usually. And therefore, you do need like a different number in grams, but it is not something where you need less in direct proportion than males. Before we dive in, come join us on my social media accounts at Rebel Wellness Podcast or at Kaylee Loren or both. I'd love to see you guys there. We also would love for you guys to continue to take a quick second and give us a nice review on either, you know, Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. I think Spotify is just stars. We would really love for that to help grow our podcast. It's how we can expand and get a lot more exposure. So I would definitely shamelessly love to invite you to do that for us, especially if you enjoy this episode and learn something new. So it's really important to understand that protein is an essential nutrient for more than just building muscle. I know that most commonly we all think it's just simply for muscle and muscle building, muscle recovery, but it's actually something that is essential for not only hormone production, but a lot of other tissue repair and regeneration, such as skin quality, you know, collagen, think collagen, because that is all amino acids, and amino acids are what make up protein molecules. Not only that, it is really important for aging well as you get older and hormone production. So let's talk a little bit about that for a second. So something that is really important to understand when we're talking about protein is a lot of nutrients, essential nutrients that are cofactors for a lot of different systems and, you know, like I said, tissues in the body, hair, skin, nails, all are derived from typically animal-based proteins. You can also get quite a bit of them from plant-based proteins, but you do have to eat a lot more volume and you do need to be a little bit more intentional about the quality because plant-based proteins are incomplete proteins, meaning they don't have a full amino acid profile, whereas animal proteins, every single animal protein comes with a complete amino acid profile. So that fulfills all the needs you need to absorb and utilize those proteins for the major systems in your body and some of the minor. So something that's really important to understand is you also are getting a lot of very specific nutrients that help these systems in your body as well. So it's not just about the amino acids, it's also about the vitamins and minerals that you're getting. Something that you can only get from animal proteins that is essential for your body and your vitality is called hemiiron, and that is only derived from animal proteins, and it's only absorbable by the body when consumed from animal proteins. So this is a really essential nutrient that our bodies need for things such as hormone production and, again, overall vitality. So when you're looking at your protein sources, I do usually recommend that you do kind of a blend of plant-based and animal proteins. I'm not necessarily one of those extremist people that think you should only do one or the other, because I've seen, again, not from just a macronutrient standpoint, but a micronutrient standpoint, so many benefits and gut health benefits from having a variety of both. So when you're thinking about your protein intake, you need to think about it from a larger scale than just simply building muscle or just simply eating enough protein, quote unquote, whatever that looks like. So let's talk for a second about what it does mean to get enough protein. So my usual recommendation, you know, a lot of people may have heard, you know, 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. That is not actually the best recommendation. And for some people, I mean, especially if you're over 200 pounds, that is a lot of protein you're eating in a day. So usually what we're actually looking at is 1 gram of protein per pound of lean body mass in most standard healthy adults. So, and it's usually looking at gram of protein per pound of lean body mass when you're looking for your goal weight. So let's say that you're about your goal weight in lean muscle is going to be 120 pounds of lean muscle. That means you would eat 120 grams of protein to sustain and reach that goal. So you can err on the side of extra protein, because excess protein does not become fat. It always breaks down and becomes nutrients for other systems in your body, or you just don't utilize it. So it's really important to know that you can eat excess protein and be fine. I just wouldn't recommend that you overdo it. Like, you don't really want to have, you know, 50 to 100 grams more than that goal of lean body mass. So this is where getting a body scan, a DEXA scan, something like that, to get a more accurate understanding of where your current lean body mass is, can be really helpful for you to know exactly how many grams of protein you need. So for example, if I am having a goal to get to, you know, add 10 pounds of lean muscle, and currently if I'm only 105 pounds of lean body mass after I get a DEXA scan, that means that I want to aim for around 115 at minimum to 125 grams of protein a day, ideally complete protein. It's not exactly specific in the science that it has to all be complete protein, but it definitely cannot all be incomplete protein. So you do want to mix in animal sources to really complete your amino acid profiles every day, as best you can. Something else that's really important to know is that there are a lot of signs of whether or not you are not eating enough protein, and that's really important for you to cue in on. So some of the signs that I've typically seen with a lot of clients and myself at times is, you know, brittle hair, brittle nails, having constant cravings, especially for sugar. Usually you'll find that you're not satiated enough, and that's why having a higher protein diet is actually a good strategy for maintaining a leaner physique in general. If you're suffering from hormonal issues like irregular periods or painful periods, that is a sign for us females who are naturally cycling that we are experiencing a hormonal imbalance. And that can be correlated to not eating enough protein throughout your day. Also, one of the easiest signs, if you are a strength training girly, if you are not recovering well from your workouts, if you're not building muscle, that is a direct sign that you're probably not consuming enough protein to maintain and build the lean muscle mass that you currently have and the lean muscle mass that you want to have. That's why I had given the recommendation that it's always good to kind of have maybe 10 to 20 grams more of protein than your goal, so that you have that excess protein to build on. For myself, when I actually discovered that I was not paying good enough attention to my protein intake and I was starting to increase and lift heavier again, I was noticing that my workouts were taking me at least 3 to 4 days to recover, and I was not seeing any significant muscle gains, no matter how consistent I was. And that's when, you know, I always come back around to my macros, and I kind of popped my meals into my FitnessPal. That's just my preference, just to check in on myself. And I was like, yep, definitely falling short like 30 grams of protein. And it's really kind of a job. You know, most of my clients will say when they start tracking on macros that they didn't realize how much work it takes to get used to eating sufficient amounts of protein every day. But then once you get that routine down, it becomes so much easier. So even though it's going to be a little rough for maybe a month trying to figure it out and get to your goal of protein, it does get easier and it becomes second nature. And frankly, a lot of my clients will say that they refuse to have meals that are low in protein moving forward, even just day to day, even if they're out with friends and things like that. So let's take a sec to talk a little bit about like ways that you can incorporate more protein easily into your routine. One of the best things that you can do single-handedly is going to be having a lot of protein for your first meal of your day. So breakfast is literally called break fast, and that is probably still the most important meal of your day because it's going to set the tone for your metabolism throughout the day, your energy, your cravings, your mood swings. If you're somebody who gets hangry, you know, that's usually a sign that you are not eating enough protein, because protein is something that does really help balance your blood sugar throughout the day. So you do want to have what I like to call rounded meals, which has a very sufficient amount of protein, nothing less than 20 grams of protein. Usually, ideally, it can go all the way up to 40 grams of protein in that meal. Fiber, healthy fats, and good quality carbs. And so what's really important to look at when you're thinking of protein is that if you're somebody who's aiming for, let's say, 120 grams of protein a day, you need 4 meals of 30 grams of protein or 3 meals of 40 grams of protein. That's really easy when you think of it in that direction because it can help you really plan out your day. And I highly recommend you plan out your meals if you're somebody who has a goal in mind. If you don't, it is just good for you to kind of get used to what does that look like in your meals every day, which is why historically I've always taught macronutrients to a lot of my clients, but in more of a casual factor where they are not hyper-focused on logging everything all day long. It's more of just hitting those goal grams to see what they look like in each meal so that you can learn visually what portion sizes look like. And for me, it's become a weird superpower because I have, just for funsies, measured and weighed enough things that I don't have to ever do that again. And I can usually eyeball exactly what 6 ounces of steak looks like or 2 ounces of cheese. Very high calorie foods are important to be able to visually understand and see so that, you know, if you're out and about, you don't overdo it to a way that your gut slows down, you get stomach problems, or maybe you're uncontrollably gaining weight and you don't know why. You know, a lot of that tends to happen with people who consume a lot of course, alcohol, but cheese and nut butters like peanut butter. If you're a peanut butter snacker, you know, that is a really easy way to get a ton of calories without realizing it. So that's where, you know, sometimes occasionally weighing things, or if you put the peanut butter jar on your scale and tear your scale, look at what a serving is. Usually it's 30 grams for a tablespoon. And then you take a spoon and you spoon out what you usually spoon and you look at the scale, and then you can see what your spoon, what your normal spoon size is in grams, and whether or not that's like far above a single serving or far under. So you can kind of gauge it. And then in the future, you don't have to do that again. You know what I mean? So those are little tips and tricks that are helpful for you to better understand what you're eating and how much you're eating. But it is also important to know that if you're somebody who is trying to add in more protein to your meals, simply just try to increase your portions of your animal protein sources. If you're doing like 1 egg in the morning, you might have to do 3 eggs in the morning to get closer to that 30 grams of protein a day. But adding enough protein to your breakfast is a great way to start. But I do recommend, typically it is best to think of adding that much protein to every single meal of your day. A standard routine that works really well for most of my younger female clients between the ages of 20 to early 40s is if you can do 4 meals a day, with 3 being your major meals of the day with all of your big nutrient groups, and then having a protein shake mixed in there pre or post workout, or, you know, at any point of your day where you need a little bit more calories if you're starting to feel hungry. You want to feel hungry, guys. You want to feel your metabolism working. So it's really important that you think about your meals and you think about the way your hunger goes in a way where you are fueling the fire. If you're not having any moments in time where you wake up hungry, if you're not waking up hungry, that's a sign of a messed up metabolism. Usually we kind of see that very common with people who have cortisol dysregulation. So somebody like me, for a while, how I started to discover that I was, you know, metabolically dysfunctional was I kept waking up and I really wasn't hungry. And so that's a really important, I don't know if we'll call it a symptom, but maybe we'll call it a symptom that you can pay attention to learn whether or not your body is metabolically not functioning as optimally as possible. Because you do want to feel hungry, but you do want to have robust meals and not be hungry for at least 2 to 3 hours until you have that next meal of the day. So it is really important that you have enough food. And when you have enough protein, you should be satiated for the next 2 to 3 hours. If you are constantly hungry, that can be something else too that's going a little awry. So you may want to kind of seek a little bit more medical help to check in on maybe your thyroid or your gut health. A variety of things can play a role in that. But I would first recommend you at least get 30 grams of protein every single meal, and that can help a lot. And the other tip that I would advise if you're trying to increase your protein intake throughout the day is not only keep a stock of pre-made protein things in your fridge, you know, make an extra portion or two or three so that you can have leftovers so they're easy to grab when you're at home. But you can also do things like hard-boiled eggs, aged cheeses, a variety of other higher protein snacks, cottage cheese, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And that is helpful to have on hand, Greek yogurt. So that you can have those to grab and add in if you are not getting enough protein in your day and you need a snack on grab and go. But protein shakes are easily the most simple way to incorporate more protein into your meal, and you can easily get 40 grams of protein in a simple protein shake every day. And then that helps your overall protein intake very significantly. And then the last thing is that protein should be the anchor of your meal. So if you're somebody who is trying to be intentional about increasing your protein intake, think of building the rest of your meal around your protein as source, because that's going to help you build a better plate and also make sure that you get exactly how much protein you need every day. So to kind of wrap this little chat up, I would really encourage you guys to consider protein as not just a thing that is for males and not the thing that is going to make you bulky, because simply, protein is probably the leanest food group that you could even ever consume. It is kind of misleading that a lot of people think that for some reason protein is all of a sudden gonna make you big and muscular. Like, if it were that easy, man, some people would be really buff right now. So anyways, guys, I hope that was helpful for you. And if this resonated with you, let me know, share in the comments or send me a DM if there is something that you didn't know about protein or if you want to know some more. I would love to answer your questions. All right, guys, as always, celebrate your strength and nourishment, walk with confidence, and I'll catch you on another episode of Rebel Wellness. What did you think about that episode? If you enjoyed it, I hope that you would come join my community on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast or my coaching page at Kaylee Loren or both. I would love to see your name pop up on my new follows list. I might say hello if I catch you. And I would also like to invite you to come check out my website, coachkales.com, if you're interested in seeing any more of the educational learning resources I have created for you. I have a whole ton of amazing free downloads that you can like dip your toe in the water of what working with me looks like. And if you are really vibing with what I have to say and how I teach it, come explore my courses that are available for purchase. They are all do it yourself. In the near future, I plan to have some awesome group coaching that will be all live. So stay tuned for that. And the best way to know when I'm going to launch those is through my monthly wellness newsletter, which is my hand curated, not AI generated, monthly all things health and wellness newsletter that I created to be your new favorite resource for staying up to date with the latest in the health world, self-care resources that I've created, and a bunch of the clean beauty picks that I personally use myself, and a whole lot more, as well as early access and discounts to anything that I create in the future for specifically my newsletter sign up. So if you'd like to sign up, head to coachkales.com and add yourself to my mailing list. Last but not least, I would absolutely love it if you would help our podcast grow by simply sharing a rating or review wherever you stream and are listening to me right now, and share it on your social medias or text it to some friends or family members if this episode resonated and was something that you think could help somebody else, because I really would love to help anybody in your circle if I've been helping you. So I absolutely am so grateful that you're here. And if you listened all the way through, you are a real one. So all right, Rebel, until next episode.